systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Jam Hole. Today is Friday, January 29th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
This is episode number 304, Friday Night Show. Thank you guys so much for being with us. You should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live for the live shows or on the Droid Ustream app. Is there a Ustream app for the iPhone?
No.
No?
I don't think
it supports
Flash.
It does in apps. So you can watch us on there. You can watch the archive shows there, of course. Give us a call, 406-204-4687, or thejamhole.com/feedback. Of course, type shit and I'll read it if I don't catch it in the chat. How the fuck are you doing?
It's Friday. Okay.
You get through another full week of work?
Yeah.
How many hours you clock this week? 8?
I don't know.
10?
No, more than 12? That. 12? I don't know.
Awesome.
But anyway.
So, did you guys hear Howard Zinn died? I know this is kind of old news. I forgot to mention it last episode. But yeah, he wrote this book that my friend Bob gave me a long time ago called The People's History of the United States. And wow, like that is some mind-blowing shit. I've heard his name mentioned in a No Effects song about how he used to be happy till he read some Howard Zinn. And he's like, this makes me depressed because he kind of like tells you like, look, SA, shit is effed. Even though like, you know, you might not know, but like it's fucked. Amesby says, why do people care when authors die? I know, we shouldn't really, especially if said author hasn't come out with a book in, like, the past 10 years, because they live on through their you know, writings and whatnot. But, you know, it means that there will not be any more books from that author, and that's kind of sad. And, you know, he was a person and all that shit, so, I don't know, it sucks. He was a smart dude, for sure. So we went and saw Legion. We went on a little date night yesterday. And let me tell you, every time without fail, we picked a different restaurant this time. The first date night we went on a few weeks ago, we went to the Charlie Wong's, a little Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as we walk in, Oh my god.
As soon as we hear it, we both stop and stare at each other.
I know.
We get like
that crazy look, like I'm about to kill somebody. And then the waitress is like, booth or table? I'm like, I don't care. Away from the baby. Doesn't
Please.
Matter. If there's a spot on the floor further away from the baby, we'll take that. So yeah. Yesterday, we go to some Kinsey River Pizza Co.
Uh-huh.
And we walk in.
And there's two children to the left of us, like three children in the booth in front of us, and two babies to the right of us.
I need more
crawling
cards.
Crawling on the floor, fucking running all over the place.
I know, like mom, like
beat
running.
Beat the shit out of your children, please, or just do not bring them out in public.
Mom's like running after the kid, like right by our table. I was tempted to like stick my foot out and just watch her go, buh, her and the kid. But
dude, you know what? If I didn't have any like composure, like I could just go on a baby killing spree. If they, you know what? If I,
what is stopping you? Hold on. What is stopping you from killing babies?
Prison. That's it.
The fear of the prison system.
Yes, because then when I'm in prison, I can't kill more babies.
That's a good point. There ain't no babies in prison.
No,
not yet.
No. So I mean, if I could do it and get away with it, I would do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it probably
swing by the hospital, go by the maternity ward.
It'd probably be
get
easier.
It where it starts.
I don't know about the killing itself, because then you have, you know, the family to worry about. But as far as body disposal, like I'm talking strictly body disposal, the deed is done. Babies, a lot less bodies to dispose
of. No, babies are way easy. They don't have teeth. They barely have hair yet.
I know.
They're small. All you got to do is just, you know, make veal. Sure they're dead and pigs, throw them in a hog pen. It's great.
Pigs eat the fuck out of that shit like veal.
Uh-huh.
So I had some of those cards that say that was not okay. I think Burgers sent those. And I was kidding.
Send more.
I was going to go drop them on the table, but it was like a whole table full of like mom and dad and this and that. And I was like, we're running kind of late to get to this movie. And so, this is going to start shit. If I go to your table because you have screaming kids and I hand you a business card that says that was not okay and then just walk away, that's not going to be the end of it. It's going to be... He's going to come out and be like, what was not okay? And then I'll be like, you and your fucking kids, not even you, your kids screaming while we're trying to have a nice quiet dinner. That's what was not okay. And then it's going to turn
been cool if you
a
did
whole
what I,
to do. And I had a movie to go watch.
It would have been super cool if you did what I told you to do.
And what was that?
To lick the card and stick it to the kid's head and walk away.
Yeah, she's like, lick the card and just... right on the baby's forehead. Oh, man. And if I would have known that Legion was going to be such a piece of fuck, I would have. I would have downloaded a pirated copy like I did the Book of Eli, because I knew that was going to be kind of a piece of fuck.
If you just go in wanting to see like strut dudes with cool black wings fight people...
Yeah, there were
you're happy.
There were some cool scenes and shit. Now, I have a question, though.
The wings are super cool.
First of all, Legion can blow me. First of all.
Well, you knew it was a fucking Christian movie to begin with.
Well, yeah, that wasn't the point,
though. I just wanted to see angels kill people.
Right. I wanted to see apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic armies of heaven coming down to fuck some shit up. And that's fine. There was a little of that.
And guess what? They were trying to kill a baby!
Yeah, weird, huh?
Huh.
Huh. Interesting.
Maybe I'm not on the wrong track.
Okay, so I have a question, though. Do movies like The Book of Eli and Legion and shit like that, do they make Christians be like, fuck yeah?
Yeah,
if only, like, are they made for people that are, like, that are religious and they're like, man, if God really did exist, that's how it would be. I'd be a badass blind black guy just fucking shit up in the name of God. But since I live in the real world and God doesn't exist here, I can't. But, you know, I believe anyway because it's called faith. So it just makes me wonder, like, these are all just hardcore Christian God geeks. And they're like, let's make a movie portraying what would happen if my religion was real. And that's what they do. And then they show it to you. And then you're like, yeah, that's all well and good. Except why are feathers bulletproof? First of all, I don't understand that. How are they cutting people's heads off? I don't understand that. They're feathers.
Hey, they're you know, generals in his army, man.
Okay,
they've got to be like shields.
Well, that makes
sense.
Like,
they can't just carry on a shield. They got wings. Fuck that, man.
But wings are made of feathers. It's not
maybe
like
those are like super light steel feathers. You don't know.
Okay.
It's God feathers, okay?
Collector says God blades.
There you go.
That's awesome. But yeah, it cracked me up knowing that, like, these guys make these movies in, like, in their back of their mind, they're like, man, only if, huh? You know?
Yeah.
Only if.
I think it was a cool movie for what it was worth, you know? Right. But
The ending was lame, of course. No one knows how to end a fucking movie anymore, except for the guy that wrote She's Crush. Now, that was a fucking ending, right?
I like how she's like, if he's so important, why don't you take him? I'm like, yes!
He's like,
get rid of the baby.
Okay, well, he's not that important. I
know, right?
Let's be honest.
Did you see the look on her face when he was like, this baby was never supposed to be born? She's like, motherfuck!
She's like, I knew I should have had that abortion.
Right.
Damn it.
I know.
Damn it.
She just totally did not want that baby at all. And then, fuck it, dude. I don't know.
We saw a preview for, anybody remember Freddy Krueger?
I'm going to be really mad about this, I think.
Okay, so check this out. Guess who's directing the new Freddy Krueger remake? Take
Nightmare
a while.
On Elm Street.
Michael motherfucking fuck me in the ass, ruin my childhood, suck my dick, Bay. Michael motherfucking Michael Bay, listen to me and listen well.
If you ruin Freddy Krueger for me, I will hunt you down and kill you myself.
I will make a movie about me kicking your fucking ass, and I'll tell you what, it ain't gonna take 2 hours to finish, and it will have an ending. I'm not even, dude. Michael Bay, you motherfuck. It's Nightmare. Leave it alone. Make another one. This don't like, remake the first one. Hey, leave the horror movie remakes to Rob Zombie, because he actually does kind of a good job. So far, your track record is 0-4, bud. Yeah. Not so hot. And I will come into your dreams and I will rape your ass. I will, oh, dude. One, two, Matt from the gym hole's coming for you. 3, 4, because he's pissed you ruined all the movies from his childhood. 5, 6, you better stop making movies quick. 7, 8, I'm going to kick you in the fucking face. Michael! Okay, if you don't have any more ideas, like, you can stop making movies. You don't have to make movies. You don't have a quota. You're not a cop, okay? So just stop. Figure out, here's an idea. Instead of remaking movies that were decent, how about you try to figure out how to make the new movies you're making, like, oh, I don't know, Transformers 3. Figure out a way to make that not suck as hard as the first two squared. Or cubed. Or however hard they sucked for you personally.
I hope he does well with this. Because I really enjoyed Freddy.
His life is on the line now. You better do well with this, MB. Don't.
It's dude. Like, dude, this is almost like remaking Beetlejuice for me. Because that's right? It's almost like a movie you should not remake. Because it was already badass as it is.
I got an idea. Why don't you remake Transformers? Make it not suck this time. Could you remake that? I bet you couldn't. I bet you fucking couldn't, dude. Jesus Christ.
I did like the preview.
I saw the beginning and I was like, Nightmare on Elm Street. Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
and
I heard him run and he's like, Krueger, get back here, you fucker. And I was like, yes!
New Nightmare on Elm Street. Fuck yeah. And then it's like,
Michael
from the director of Transformers. I almost walked out, dude. I was like, no! You fucking motherfucker.
It did look
Michael
promising,
Bay.
So I'm looking forward to it.
I will make
fuck it up.
A Freddy Krueger glove, and I will shove it up your fucking ass so hard and so far. It'll look like Freddy Krueger's trying to come out your mouth, like with his. Do not fuck this up, dude. Okay. I'm gonna give you one more chance, MB. I'm going to give you a chance to make this not suck.
So
and if it does, I will end this world. I will end the whole fucking world because of you. Do you want the blood of everybody and the world on your head? Because that's where it's going to be if you fuck this up, Michael Bay.
Are you good?
Don't test me, Michael
Bay. So there was another preview that I thought looked kind of cool.
What was that? That was the only one I noticed.
No,
that I was
the time hot tub thing. I don't know.
Oh god, that looks
so stupid. I don't know, dude.
Stupid.
It looks so funny. No. They like get in a hot tub and they dial it in. It says like 1986 on accident, and they go back to like the ski lodge in 1986. It looks funny. He's like, dude, we could invent the iPod. Like, we could combine Twitter and Viagra. Twitagra. It's like, what the fuck?
Stupid. Oh,
the black
God.
Guy, though, he was like, oh, shit. And, like, looking around, he's like, fucking Jerry Curl. Grabs a chick. He's like, what color is Michael Jackson? She's like,
black.
That was
black. Pretty funny. Okay, that was pretty fucking amusing. But the movie as a whole, I don't know, dude. I'm sure it'll be amusing.
The kid's all dancing with some chick. He's like, hey, are you online at all? And she's he's like, do you have an email? Do you have a Twitter, MySpace? She's like, I don't know what you're saying. He's like, how do I get a hold of you? She's like, come find me. He's like, that just sounds exhausting.
Yeah, and that was pretty much the trailer. Thank you, Dana.
But it looked pretty cool to me, so I look forward to it. So yeah,
well, that's good.
Anyway,
why the more I don't even know. I'm starting to notice that more people are bringing dogs into their offices, like, more than usual. Like, there's starting to be little yappy dogs in offices that there normally is not. What am I evil because every motherfucking dog, unless it's so old that it doesn't even get up when I walk in, every single one growls at me, tries to bite me, barks at me, yaps at me. Like, none of them just come over and are like, do you want to pet me? They all come over and they're like, I'm going to bite you. And then I kick them in the face.
Because they know.
And it's not the sunglasses thing. I thought maybe, okay, the sunglasses, they can't see your eyes or something that creeps them out. But no, I didn't have sunglasses on. They were just this little yappy fucking dog, dude, in this realty office. Oh, my Christ. It comes, like, hauling ass around the thing, and I kind of just set the jug down, and it, like, smacks into it, and I'm like, that's what you get. But why are people bringing, like, when did that become okay? Babies in restaurants and dogs in offices. When did those two things become commonplace and acceptable in our mature society that we live in? Like, when is that okay? I don't bring my cat to work. I don't bring my dog. If I had one, I wouldn't bring it to work. It would stay home guarding my shit because that's what the dog is for. Or to lick my balls when I get off work. I mean, it's unless it's licking your balls in your office. Is that what it's doing? Just quit barking at me. Fuck.
I think it's because you're not good with dogs. And like,
but I am, because the dogs I like, they're totally cool with me. It's just these little yappy ones that I don't have time for. And I want to kick them so hard.
I don't like little yappy dogs either.
I do not.
So I'm with you there.
Like, there's a couple that totally hang out outside, and there's this big black dog, and, like, he comes down like he's going to bite me, but then he sits down, and I pet him, and I'm like, where's your ball? And he actually goes and gets his ball wherever the fuck it was at, and he brings it to me. Like, that's a cool fucking dog. I don't like dogs, but that's a cool fucking dog. If I can say, where's your ball? And he'll look at me and be like, it's over there. Let me go get it real quick. And then he brings it to me. Like, that's fucking cool. But not this fucking... That is not fucking cool.
I don't appreciate that. Very rarely do I walk by a dog and it growls or barks at me, dude. Like, I can usually walk up to, like, the meanest, ugliest looking dog and
maybe
be like,
I just
hey, puppy.
Have badass pheromones or something.
I just think they don't like you. I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
Dogs like me. It's I don't know. It's a thing.
You guys seen the latest spam that's going around? Check this shit out. I like to dip into my spam folder every now and then.
Okay.
And I listen to Security Now. It's a Twit podcast, kind of way in depth for Thanks Ustream for crashing. It's way in depth for like security stuff and computer stuff. Like, way you have geek stuff, and then there's this, and it's like on a whole nother level. So. No, not our computers, Crash Burger. We don't use Macs.
Yeah, no.
Nah.
No.
But so the subject line is, well, here, I'll show you right here. If you're looking in the chat, Visa and then this number, whatever. So it says Visa 4XXXXXXX, you know, like a credit card number. Possible fraudulent transaction ID 4312-5389, whatever, from Visa. And the Visa's address, apparently, is transactions@webmail02.register.com. Sounds legit, right?
Okay. Right, right.
Dear Visa cardholder, a recent review of your transaction history determined that your card was used at an ATM located in Central African Republic. But, for security reasons, the requested transaction was refused. Now, first of all, I didn't send that nigga my card number. He said he had money for me, okay? Some Nigerian prince, I don't know what his name was, but he said he had like $5 million that he needed to put into my account, and for me doing it, I'd get a mil. And I was like, cool. And I emailed him back, and I was like, you know, where's the money? And that was the last I heard from him. So I didn't give him my card number. I know better than that.
Uh-huh.
So you need to complete the Visa cardholder form. You can do this, of course, by clicking the link below. And that gives you, if you look at the cam here, it gives you this big old long motherfucker. That's the link. And there is Visa in the address here. Session ID, MKIQN, a bunch of shit, .cforms.visa.com/secure, all this. And then it's got my name, Matt@EES.com, as a user. Visa card support ID. Now, this is awesome because spam's getting tricky. Like, if you were not knowing any better and you saw something not in your spam, like, if this came to your inbox, you were like, those motherfucking Africans. They keep getting my shit, right?
You'd be like, who sent me a package?
Yeah, that was the one on Security Now. It was the same thing, but it was from UPS. And it was like, your package could not be delivered.
Yeah.
Please print out this invoice to bring in to the UPS store. And it gave you a tracking ID. And what the fuck's the guy's name from Security Now? Gibson,
know.
Steve Gibson. What he was saying is that the tracking number he just looked at, and he's like, that's not a real UPS tracking number. And it said UPS in the subject, but then it said USPS in the body. So it was a lot of conflicting stuff. And so he's got like all these hacking, cracking, compiler, programmer, all these kind of coding tools. So he looked at what the rare file was that you were supposed to print out.
Yeah.
And it was a zip file. And inside the zip file was an executable for a little nasty Trojan horse, a little virus that once you open it up, your shit is pwned.
But most people, when they get that, they're like, huh.
And that's what he said that blew my mind. He's like, people don't even need to be expecting a package. They just know that they want their package.
Right.
And it's like, you know you didn't order something. You're not expecting something from someone else. But as
you
humans...
You still want your package.
Yeah, dude, you can't fucking help yourself. So it is pretty fucking clever as far as, you know, spam bots and shit goes. But then this one attacks a whole nother part of the human psyche. It's not like, where's my package? It's like, someone has my credit card info and they're using it. And then, you know what they do?
What?
They play on people's racism. They're like, let's make it from Africa. No one likes those people. Let's say God. The Africans have your money. Fuck that shit. I already gave to Haiti, motherfuckers. I bet that's how they got this shit.
Right.
And not even thinking, they click the link, and now guess what? They really do have your Visa number. It's funny because it starts with a 4, and then the rest of them are X'd out. So how many people have a Visa card number that just so randomly happens to start with 4?
Right.
Like, probably a few here and there,
and they usually
know?
Do the first 4 and then X out the rest.
Right, but this is only the first one, and XXX dash, and then... So, pretty clever.
Yeah,
just I know our listeners are smarter than that to click on this shit. I just wanted to let you all know that they're getting fucking sneaky nowadays.
Yeah,
and
like,
your mothers and your grandmothers may not know, you know?
I don't know if you know or not, but, like, every... depends on where you are, but in your location, like the state of California, for instance, when I was working for Teletech, okay, every Bank of America Visa card starts with the first... 10 letters or 10 numbers, they're all the same.
Burger says every Visa starts with 4. Interesting.
Yeah, Galactor
says this is why we won't let my grandmother on the interwebs. Probably
interwebs.
A good point. good reason.
Well, like every Visa card or MasterCard or whatever in your location will start with the same 10 numbers, and then the last few are different. That's the ones that differentiate between you and somebody else.
Right, right.
Yeah, so it's usually like the first 4 or the first 8 or 10.
And that's, people do get scammed by this. You ask yourself, like, why do they keep doing this? And what I was curious about as far as this one and the UPS one goes, do they, like, is it weird that they're... that this stuff works? Like, for one, what does that say about humans? Like, are we that dumb that this kind of shit works? Like, this is basic social engineering here.
Yeah.
Really basic. Like, back in the day when you used to call places up to hack their shit and you'd be like, hi, I'm so-and-so from the IT department. Can I have the phone number that's written on the bottom of your modem there? And the lady, she doesn't fucking know. So she's like, sure, here it is. And then you dial it in and you're in. But, like, nowadays, you expect people to be a little more savvy than that. Like, this kind of shit's been around forever. So it's almost insulting that this kind of stuff is out there and that it's working, you know? Like, you're insulting us. Come on, make it real at least, you know?
There are dumb people out there.
Yeah, and that's, again,
and
people fall for that shit.
They're the ones making babies.
They are the ones making babies. I guarantee every person
fucked.
That got scammed by this or the UPS scam has babies,
children,
babies,
or is having children
and is struggling.
Yes. Yes. Very much so.
So, like I said during the pre-show, I finished that the last Kelly McCulloch book in that quadrilogy, Webmage, Cybermancy, Codespell, and Mythos. And now I'm reading Christopher Hitchens' God is Not Great. And yeah. This book, Religion is Poison, it is so fucking amazing. If you read The God Delusion and Letter to a Christian Nation and you haven't read this yet, this needs to be the next one. So Christopher Hitchens, fucking the man. It is so great. He, like, they're the first... This is here. I gotta read you an excerpt out of this.
All right.
The first part, the first chapter, it's called Putting It Mildly. And it talks about how when he was younger and in school, this teacher that he had back when he was a believer and all that stuff, and the different lessons that they were given, and about how it was all like what I was talking about in school. When I went to Christian school, the first class was religion class. And every Friday, you had to memorize a Bible verse, and that's how they drill it into you. Memory. Uh-huh. You recite it, and you had to do it. And if you didn't do it, you failed. And then my parents beat my ass. And I hated that fucking class, you know? So he says, there came a day when his teacher overreached herself, seeking ambitiously to fuse her two roles as nature instructor and a Bible teacher. She said, "So you see, children, how powerful and generous God is. He has made all the trees and grass to be green, which is exactly the color that is most restful to our eyes." Huh. Like, is that why he made grass green? Because that's the color that's the easiest on our eyes? She says, imagine if instead the vegetation was all purple or orange. How awful that would be.
That would be awesome.
Well, it would be, but that's not how photosynthesis works.
Then why
she's saying it's done because of God and our eyes, when in reality it's done because of the chlorophyll and the photosynthesis. Like, we have answers to why. Right. You don't have to say God made it green and the sky blue. We say no, because that's the color of the spectrum that's reflecting in our atmosphere, and that's what color photosynthesis may work best with. That, like, we have answers for this now.
But if God made the grass green because it's appeasing with our eyes, then why did he make some men colorblind?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, what's up with
because
that?
Because he works in mysterious
ways.
Just
didn't want him to see your pretty grass? Is that it? I don't get it.
He said, "At the age of 9, I had not even a conception of the argument from design or of Darwinian evolution as its rival or of the relationship between photosynthesis and chlorophyll. The secrets of the genome were as hidden from me as they were at that time to everyone else. I had not visited scenes of nature where almost everything was hideously indifferent or hostile to human life, if not life itself. I simply knew, almost as if I had privileged access to a higher authority, that my teacher had managed to get everything wrong in just 2 sentences. The eyes were adjusted to nature and not the other way about."
Oh, man.
But, like, it's so amazing, dude. I could read this whole book to you and you would just be like, wow.
Mind blown.
Yeah, you definitely gotta pick it up. He talks about how one of the headmasters who led the daily services and prayers and held the Bible was a bit of a sadist and closeted homosexual.
That's enough for me.
I don't know, dude. It's a great book. So, yeah, definitely check that out. And the Keith and the Girl book, of course. What do we do now? Gotta go get that.
It's like Father Tucker, the child
little fucker.
They'll treat your kid like
it's
an
exactly
old day
like
fucker.
That.
Oh, man, that's a good cartoon.
So, in our chat before the show, people were asking you, why do you hate babies so much? You creeped out a couple of our listeners here with your comments about, what was the comment?
It was about the baby being thrown over the
overpass.
Oh,
would you rather see a dog or a toddler go over? Right.
Yeah, and I was like, I'd rather see a fucking toddler go over.
Now, why do you hate babies so much? You were a baby at one time.
Yep.
As was I.
Yep.
Okay. So what's the beef?
I just don't like babies.
Is it because they scream and cry and piss?
That's
Is it the overpopulation?
It.
Is it
the
our
screaming,
lack of
crying, the overpopulation, the fact that most people don't know how to raise their kids or just all of the above.
Are you cool with Ashley's kids?
Well, you know what? I probably wouldn't be cool with her kids if they weren't her kids.
Right.
She's my friend, so I don't want to, you know, make her sad. So it's a random
stranger.
So I don't fucking just randomly, like, beat her children because they're her children.
Right. She does.
Right. So, I mean, like, you know, I don't know.
Just not into it?
No. I fucking hate children. I fucking hate children.
See, my whole thing is
babies.
As of right now, where we're at, we need a break on having children. I hate them as far as the way people raise them. I understand it's not the children's fault. The child wasn't like screaming, take me to Mackenzie River so we can ruin Matt's date. You know, it's not like that. And I understand that. I'm more angry at the parents, I guess. But it needs to come to a stop for a while to let our overpopulation catch up with these resources that we're burning through, because if we don't, there's not going to be a planet for anyone's children to live on if we keep going at this rate. So my whole thing is, for 5 to 10 years, we need to put a complete stop on having kids. And I'm not saying, like, China is only, like, they're communists and they say how many kids you can have. Like, everyone needs to stop in all the countries for, like, 5 or 10 years. Just let shit catch up a little bit. And then, after the 5-year mark, we reassess. And if we're still fucking 10 people shy from 7 billion, then yeah, let's wait another 5 years. And then when we get there, we reassess. And I understand we keep having these natural disasters here and there, and that helps, but it's still, we're almost at 7 billion people, dude. And there is, we're running out of room. We're running out of resources. We're running out of restaurants I can go to where I don't hear screamy fucking children. Well, dogs and kids, leave them at home until they're old enough to know that, hey, if I told her when we were eating, I was like, if I would have acted like that in a restaurant, I got my fucking ass beat, which is why I didn't. My parents could bring me to restaurants when I was younger, before the age of 12 or 11, because I knew. But nowadays, parents don't fucking do that because they're afraid or whatever the fuck. They're not raising them properly. A lot of it is these kids are having kids, so they don't know. They're in school while some daycare's raising them. Like, why did you have the baby if you're going to pawn it off on someone else to raise? Like, just wait until you're ready to raise it yourself. That's all.
Aiden.
That's all.
Okay. I think, and the thing is I've always been this way about children, babies, whatever. And I've made up my mind about this before I came up here and saw a bunch of like 16, 14 year old kids pregnant. Okay.
Yeah.
I was and upset sure about this before all of that happened, before we were overpopulated, before we were fucking struggling and in like a fucking depression, you know? Like,
so we put a pause on it. And then when we're ready to be like, okay, everyone have kids again, you have a test. Financially, you have to be stable. Mentally, you have to be stable. You have to be over maybe a certain age, I guess, right?
Yes.
You have to be at least graduate. You have to have your high school diploma or GED. I'm not going to go so far as to say you have to have a college degree, but, you know, maybe that would help. And that would slow it down, you know?
I think what pisses me off, or what has pissed me off the most about babies and children, is the fact that that's what 85-90% of every girl looks forward to.
Right. Well, that's not their fault either.
I'm going to have a family. I can't wait. I'm going to have like 3 kids and blah, blah, blah. It's programmed into every
fucking
person's brain.
That's tradition. Religious people more so. Your whole goal is to, you're born, you grow up, you go to school, you graduate, you get into some debt, you get a job, you get a wife, you have kids, you raise those kids, you retire, you die. And that's what they think they're here for. That's what they think the meaning of life is. It's to have kids and to populate, you know? And that's, at the genetic level, that is what we're programmed for survival. That's what it is. The tribes and, you know, the old kings of Britain back in the day, it was all bloodline related. If you were born a son to the king, you were next in line. If that king didn't have a son, he lost his empire, you know? So it was necessary. But now we're not exactly in the dark ages anymore, so we don't have to do that. But because it was like that for so long, it's still programmed into us.
Well, I mean, then why are there people like me and you that it's not programmed into?
It was at a certain point, wasn't it? Wasn't
no.
there a time when you were younger that you played
no.
with your dolly and you thought it was...
I did not have dollies.
Okay, well, we're different then. Your dad took you fishing instead.
I would tape black cats to my cousin's baby dolls. Okay, like,
well,
it's just...
There's always the exception to the rule, of course. I think I got like that from reading books like Howard Zinn and fucking that kind of shit, you know? It kind of opened my eyes a little bit, but... Back in school, like, that's what they taught you. Health class. Here's the baby. Go make sure that you don't kill it, technically. You know, that's what they do.
They tried to do that to me for LMS, life management skills.
Yeah.
They wanted you to bring around one of those fucking dolls that cries, pisses itself,
and
whatever,
it's got
you gotta
the,
feed it and shit.
The accelerometer in it, like the eye touch, that if you drop it, it's gonna register G's, and it's gonna be like, you just killed your baby, you know?
Yeah, I got written up 7 times in a matter of 3 weeks in that class, and end up being kicked out of the class, so...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
See, it's even ingrained then, you know?
Well, it aggravates me because, like... I think
we got really good at it. We got so good at it, in fact, we're now on the other side where instead of trying to have a son or a child to pass the line on, we have 4, 5, or 6 of them, and now they're fighting over what little inheritance deadbeat mom and dad have to divvy up, you know? So we need to pause.
I just think the whole process of having a child, like being like wanting the child, being pregnant, through the pregnancy,
God
the birth, and raising a child is disgusting.
God did that to women because women fucked up paradise for the men. And
well, guess what? I'm smarter than God. I'm not going to have a fucking kid. How's that?
Well,
fuck you.
You've also had an ovary removed, so.
Well, that's whatever. I don't care.
But it's not. Yeah, I know sometimes we come across and we make jokes and stuff. I didn't want it to be like, these guys are kid killers and you would murder a child at the sight of it. Like, our friends, God knows, all of our friends have kids, that kind of shit. Like, it's not like that. It's more from a standpoint of we need to slow down before there's no world to pass on
type
of thing.
That's not even my whole... I don't even care about that. I don't care. I don't fucking like babies. They're disgusting.
Yeah. Well,
and you know, when you get a friend that has a baby...
So are baby
then,
kittens when they come out. They're all slimy and disgusting. But look, they grow
the
up into beautiful
them and
little
cute.
Kitties. That's
the
all.
Mom licks them and they're cute.
Could
2
you imagine
later,
if
you, know,
you
baby's
gave
fucking
birth?
Born and it looks like a shrunken old man with no teeth and it's fucking little pruny and shit. Hey, you know what? It's like that for like a year.
But could you imagine if you had to lick it clean?
Cats do that. You know.
I'm saying you. Like, if humans did that and, like, the nurse handed you the baby and mom just started licking it. Like, could you imagine doing that? That's gross.
I don't ever want to have kids, so that wouldn't happen. But anyway... Fucking, you ever get a friend that has a baby and they, like, automatically want to show you their baby?
That's what they do, yeah. Look at Facebook.com. Like,
right, no,
everyone
I hate
on
that.
There.
They're like, look at my baby, isn't he so cute? I'm like, no.
But in real life,
every
right?
Every fucking baby is disgusting
and
looking.
In real life, they're like, here, hold it. And I'm like,
no.
Nah.
I don't want that. It's going to fucking piss, shit, and puke on me, dude. And it's going to fucking scream. And then you're going to get pissed when I throw it. Okay? I'm sorry.
The funny thing is, though, when you get older, you're going to piss, shit, and puke all over yourself also.
I'll just shoot myself, dude. But, you know, I'll be smart enough by that point. It's not a big deal. Fucking, but no, seriously, dude.
Yeah,
like,
Berger
why
says they always want you to hold their kid and say how cute they are. I always wanted to say, your baby is ugly. It is ugly.
No,
they're all ugly. I've never seen a baby coming out looking like Angelina Jolie. Like, man, that's a baby I want to fuck.
Why does every woman think that their baby is so cute?
Maternal instinct.
It is not.
It's maternal instinct.
Disgusting.
Maternal. Yeah.
They all look the same. And when they come out, they're like, oh, it looks like his daddy. No, he doesn't look like shit. He looks like a fucking mutated, disgusting blob of flesh.
Willy Goat says, look at my cute dream killer. Yeah.
Oh, my
absolutely,
God.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Look at my awesome new tax return. Yeah, no, that's all that is. Fucking, dude. I just don't. They were asking, you know, what fucked me up to begin with, why I don't like kids. They're like, you know, is it because that you think that you don't that you think that you can't have kids, that you went to you the know what? Extreme.
That was the
kids.
Same argument Mike Boudet says. He's like, you just hate the iPad because you can't get it on Verizon. And Josh, you just hate the iPhone because you can't get one. It's like, I could have one if I wanted. My brother has one here hooked up. It's not hard to do. You just hack it a little bit. It's, you know, it's done. We have GSM up here.
Right.
It's just not AT&T. But you can get one to work. He has one. So, but that's the same reasoning, right?
But yeah,
that they're like, you hate babies because you think you can't have one. It's like, well, no, I just really don't want one.
And I was like that before. I thought I couldn't have kids. And you know what? I know I can if I really fucking want to.
And
I
if you
still
had,
do have an ovary, and I really don't want it. If you want it, just email me.
If you had a kid when I met you first, and the first thing I asked you was, how many kids do you have? And you were like, two. I'd have been like, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Moving on. I'm like searching for the last fucking
my answer's like,
golden scroll.
Fuck that. Then that's like, bing, yay.
And no, you can't. How hard is it now? How many single guys? I asked this at the 250 show. How many single guys? TheJamHole.com/250. Buy it. How many single guys out there are trying to find a chick? And how many times out of those chicks do they end up having kids? Like, I don't want to raise someone else's kid. Fuck that. If I wanted one, I'd have one myself. I'm not going to get in a relationship with you so I can raise your kid and your deadbeat husband that's not in the picture anymore. Like, fuck that, dude.
God,
no
and,
thanks.
And, dude, and in this place, it's even worse because
well,
here
it's smaller
really predominant. Like, everyone has a kid. Like, they've all grown up. They've all got kids.
Oh, excuse my disgusting non-childbearing face.
Dude, in Florida, when I grew up, I never saw a pregnant teenager. You know why? They hid them from public. There was a school called Saisis
and
that they all went
that.
To.
We appreciate that.
All the pregnant girls went to Saisis. So you did not see fucking pregnant teens walking around or like, you know, you have a chick that's like my age with a fucking kid. You didn't see that.
Like in normal society, you should be ashamed of yourself if you have a child and you're under, you know, like 18 or 19 or 20.
Yes.
Like here they parade them around like, oh, this is so awesome. Like, no, it's really
it's
not.
It's like for your sweet 16, your parents buy you something or whatever. Like, look at my new car. It's like, yeah, look at my baby. I just like had
it's
it
like
yesterday.
A toy. It's a toy for them. And it's like, that's kind of not what this is for. So anyway, that I'm sorry. That I just wanted
it's not for anything. You know what it's for? It's for throwing over overpasses. That's what it's for.
Exactly.
Thank you. Sorry for creeping you guys out, but I just no. You know I'm not sorry. I'm whatever.
That's just how it is, and that's
I
why I love her.
I just fucking hate children. That's, you know. Hey. I know Tron Star's like pregnant. I think
that's fine.
But you know, have fun. Have your fucking kid.
And but listening to the show, she will now be more aware when the kid is two or three or four, and she wants to go out to eat. She'll have it in the back of her mind from listening to the Jam Hole that maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I should stay home and cook instead because I'm going to ruin 10 other people's nights. Or it's not even that. It's more, it's common courtesy, I guess. Like, don't be a dick. Leave your kid at home. If you're going to go eat.
I'm just weird about kids. I just don't fucking like them.
But you're lucky that you were like that.
Even my cousin Tammy, dude, she had a baby. Like, what the... I forget the fucking kid's name, but like she's like, here, hold him. And I'm like, just arms completely extended, holding the baby, like, okay, come back. Okay, come back. Okay, come back. Okay, come back. Like, I fucking can't stand children.
Well, you know what I can't stand? Children.
Babies.
Okay, well, moving on. You know what's going on in Haiti now?
I don't care.
No, you're going to care about this.
Are they killing babies? Because they're not. I don't care.
Haiti's police chief, I didn't even know that was a real thing, but anyway, Haiti's police chief has said that bandits were preying on vulnerable earthquake survivors, even raping women in makeshift camps set up in the capital after the disaster. Now, perhaps you have been mistaken when they were like, you need to pray for all of these women and stuff, and they're like, yeah. Let's go pray on all of these women. No. No.
Pray.
Pray
for
them. Not on. A-Y, not E-Y. Ah, fuck it. Go ahead. Quote, with the blackout that's befallen the Haitian capital, because they're all black people. That's funny. The AP's got jokes. A blackout. Ha! I love it. Bandits are taking advantage to harass and rape women and young girls under the tents, the police chief Mario Andrasol said. Now, again, question.
What?
How is this any different than before the earth? I guess now they're all congregated.
Maybe
in these
they're
little,
doing it more. I don't know.
They're all in these little tents now instead of in their little sheds. So it, maybe it's easier. I don't know.
I don't know.
We have more than 7,000 detainees in the streets who escaped from the national penitentiary the evening of the earthquake. Oops. It took us 5 years to apprehend them. Today, they are running wild and raping like it's 1999, baby. I'm free, man. Gonna go put my dick in a little bumper clot. Lord of mercy. Come here, little dandara.
Oh my God,
they're doing
dude.
It. They are doing it. Oh, man. That sucks. Rachelle Dolce, who was living at a large makeshift camp on the Pensionville Club golf course, said she thought a rape had occurred outside her tent the previous night. She said she heard men making noise and a woman struggling. Quote, I heard a fight outside, man, and I saw the panties on the ground, she said. I started to shout a lot, lot of mercy, and they left. Is that Haitian? Or what am I talking? Maybe Jamaican.
Yeah, I think that's Jamaican.
Yeah, they're all black
nice
to me.
Nice try.
You know. I heard a fight outside, panties on the ground. Figures for the number of crimes were not available. No shit. How about all of them? They are all crimes, every last one. But women's organizations have already detailed a number of cases and alerted the UN mission in Haiti. His warning, the cop guy said, wait, his warning came a day after UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay. Oh, he's Navi.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's his name, dude. Your parents named you Navi. That's so cool. Man. I wish. Oh, man, that is cool. Nave said the gangsters and child traffickers could exploit the chaos triggered by Haiti's devastating earthquake to step up their criminal activities. Let's blame it on the earthquake, right?
Yeah.
Like, you guys were doing that before. Like I said, let's be honest. You guys were doing that long before the earthquake. That's why.
It's just when these big things happen,
it's easier because everyone's
more
out in the streets.
Yeah.
So they have easier access. It's all about accessibility.
Yeah, rape, pillage, and loot. Set it on fire or whatever, dude.
And so, hey, you wonder why your place was a shithole, got hit by an earthquake, and will continue to be a shithole, regardless of the billions of dollars people have been suckered into giving you? It's because you can't stop raping and killing and looting.
You know what it's going to look like?
Stop it.
Once the money's been used?
Mad Max.
It's going to look like District 9.
The same. Oh, District 9 it is.
The fucking
totally.
Slum. Yeah.
You guys live in District 7.
Just without the shrimp-looking dudes. Prawns.
That's awesome. The January 12th earthquake killed around 170,000 people. See, even a dent like that, still pretty way overpopulated.
Yeah.
We need one of those like once a week for the next 5 years. And that'll maybe get us to the point where we're ready for people to start having kids again. Maybe. And that's a pretty big fucking maybe. They're living in makeshift camps in the ruined capital, just like they were before. Security was tenuous in Haiti before the 7.0 earthquake, but he said the police force itself had crippled by the disaster. And that sucks. The Haitian police force had only 8,000 members before the quake, and that many of them now are dead or missing. Quote, we lost 70 officers, nearly 500 are still missing, and 400 wounded. It's pretty much that. So, yeah. Hey, Haitian relief, my friend. Haitian relief.
I really don't care.
Yeah. Like,
sorry.
Yeah.
Is this why,
I don't know what
like,
to say.
I think like you said
sorry.
Earlier, is this why I'm so
Haiti
cold?
Haiti is like a big game of sorry. And you keep hitting sorry every time you roll. Every time.
I think you said this earlier when they were asking why I hate children so much. And you're like, probably the same reason she's so cold all the time. Lack of a heart.
Lack of a heart. Exactly. Are you cold right now?
No, actually, I'm pretty good.
Huh. Interesting. Is it a weird coincidence that when you talk about hating children, you get warmer?
It warms my heart to know that infants are dying.
Interesting.
Makes me happy on the inside. I don't know. Yeah, I have. Who needs a heart?
Hey, not the Tin Man, not the Cowardly Lion. No, wait, he needed courage. He needed courage. Never mind.
I have a heart. It's just very, very tiny and covered nice. Whatever.
All right. Well, moving on here. Duct taping a toddler to a wall.
Yes.
Will get you.
Oh.
Jail time, probably.
We'll get you a standing ovation from
standing
me.
Bond was set at $20,000 Monday for the Beatrice teen accused of duct taping a toddler to a wall. Corday Honea, 18, was arrested Friday morning after police obtained images of a 22-month-old child duct taped to the wall. Did you make that your Facebook profile picture? Here's my baby. Look at him. I duct taped him to the wall.
A 22-month-old?
Yes. And she was 18.
Look at my baby. That's almost a 2-year-old baby.
Look at my baby. I duct taped him to the wall. This is how we play. Yay,
that
we're
baby's
playing.
Almost 2 years old, and the chick's 18?
Yeah.
No wonder she... Dude.
The child belonged to Honia's 17-year-old live-in girlfriend. Of course. Of course. Why the fuck
I think
not?
If I were forced to have a child that young, so, I would probably duct tape it to a wall,
the
too.
The guy was the one that duct taped it. He's 18. It was his 17-year-old's girlfriend's kid.
Oh, well.
Got it. That was my mistake. But anyway.
Well, that was his correction of his mistake. And I don't want to raise this kid. Here,
so
let's just
duct tape
it right there.
Duct tape it to the wall and play darts.
I'm not going to, yes.
Berger says, does talking about dead babies turn you on? That's how we dirty talk. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take this little baby. I'm going to cut its fucking head off. She's like, yeah, I'm almost there. I'm going to piss down its throat. Oh, jiggoo!
We'll have some spare rib soup when it's over.
That's horrible. The child belonged to a 17-year-old girlfriend, of course. They made the arrest. Officers also found stolen weapons and drug paraphernalia. Interesting. Honea, the dude, 18, is being charged with child abuse, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of stolen property, and possession of stolen firearms. That's a good family to raise this 22-month-old child that's duct taped to the wall. According to the police report, images were obtained that were taken on December 31st, 09, of the child's mother and Honea taunting the child by duct taping his sippy cup just out of reach. That is a dick move, my friend. That is some dicketry.
Oh, God.
A little 2-year-old.
I would pay to see that.
And you know he was thirsty as fuck. And they're like, here you go. Right up on the wall. He's like, nah. Yeah! And they start crying. He's like, keep crying, I'll give you something to cry about. And of course the kid does. So they duct tapes the kid to the wall next to the sippy cup.
That's so awesome, dude. That is so awesome.
Oh, fuck me. That is brilliant. Other images showed the child duct taped to the wall with pieces of duct tape at the wrist and strips across his torso and legs, preventing any movement. The mother admitted that she pinned the child against the wall while Honea duct taped him so his back was against the wall. So
nice.
It was both of them. It was both, not just nice. The dude. That's so awesome.
That is so much better than a duct tape cat.
A few images show Honea physically instructing the child to put up his middle finger. Oh, man. I need these pictures, please. The mother stated to police that her and Honia's actions were for their own entertainment, of course. The mother, whose name... Oh, so it wasn't... What? The mother? I thought the mother was the live-in girlfriend. Yeah, the child belonged to his live-in girlfriend. Well, that's weird. Oh, maybe their mother was saying this. Okay, the mother's... Stated to
police. The one
police,
that's old enough to be called mother.
Oh, that her. Her being the mother and the kid. Okay, I'm
right.
My bad. The mother, whose name has not been released because she is a minor, because she's 17, right. Further admitted that the child is regularly placed inside a coat closet with no light and the bifold style door blocked to keep the child from exiting.
Nice.
She also stated that they were most likely under the influence of marijuana at the time, citing that they use it often in the house. Two homemade smoking devices were found in the house. Wow, guys. And weed made you duct tape your kid to the wall, right?
Dude, my parents smoked weed when I was a kid. No big deal.
Fucking idiot.
That's how I started smoking pot. I found my mom's stash.
Hey, rack another one up to foster care. The child is in state authority possession.
Another reason why they shouldn't have kids. Another reason why hate children. Another reason why I hate dumb fucking teenagers.
Done. If this kid would have had to take a test or be the proper age, this wouldn't have happened. See? We're not hating. I'm just helping. That's all. Hate less, help more. That's it.
Stop having babies.
All right. Moving on. A man who firebombed a Lincolnshire house in broad daylight has claimed the devil made him do it.
Huh.
To which we said, yeah, okay, that makes sense. In a land where God exists, the devil must also.
Right.
You can't pick and choose, guys. Come on. The High Court in Glasgow heard that 58-year-old George Johnstone armed himself with a hammer and jars filled with gas before targeting a house in Burnhead Street August 23rd last year. Johnstone first of all set fire to a car parked in the driveway and then smashed the double-glazed windows with the hammer and began lobbing the petrol bombs into the living room.
Sweet.
George Martin, 28, and his girlfriend, Jillian McLean, who were inside the house, heard Johnstone shouting, quote, "I'm gonna kill you!" Because the devil made me do it.
Right.
Prosecutor says, quote, "The incident took place at 12:30 p.m. Mr. Martin noticed the accused, who was the son of friends of Mr. Martin's parents, standing outside the house. After a minute, he wondered why the accused hadn't knocked on and looked out to see." Whoa. After a minute, he wondered why the accused hadn't knocked and looked out to see his girlfriend's car ablaze. The accused had a hammer in his hand. He smashed through the double glazing and threw a petrol bomb, followed by three or four others.
That's so awesome. That's so great.
Oh, man.
Someone needs a lobotomy.
Yeah. When police arrived, Mr. Johnson was asked to put the hammer down, and he told them, quote, "The devil made me do it. The devil told me to do it at 2 a.m. God told me not to. That's why I did it during the day."
Wow.
Here's your religion, guys. Enjoy. You know? That's how it happens.
Religion is poison.
It is.
It's disgusting.
Dude,
it's almost as disgusting as babies to me,
and
okay?
You know what? I would tolerate religion more if churches paid taxes. But because of that one thing, I'm very intolerant of it.
Yeah.
Help out. Why are you so special? Why can't you help out? Everyone else does. Why are you so special? You know?
I want to make money,
too.
That's
bullshit. I know. That's fucked up.
I
want to
make money telling lies.
You guys
cause
more problems than anybody.
Right?
And you still don't pay taxes on top of it. Cool, guys. Cool. All right. Police say a tractor trailer driver was distracted by watching pornography when he hit and killed a woman on the thruway. It's Australia, I think. No, I don't know if that's where it's at. But it's hard to imagine. You may remember this story from back in December. A 33-year-old woman hit a deer on the thruway and her car became disabled in the passing lane. She was only there a short time when a tractor trailer rear-ended her vehicle, killing her. Julie Stratton called police immediately after hitting a deer on the New York State thruway. New York State. That's not Australia. That's definitely not Australia. The wife and mother of from Snyder was only in the left lane a short time when a tractor trailer driven by this man struck her car from behind and killed her. 45-year-old Thomas Wallace from Ohio was arrested and charged with second-degree man's laughter. Authorities say he was streaming pornographic movies on his laptop and watching them while he was driving.
Nice.
You weren't even, like, just jerking it. Like, you were streaming high-quality YouPorn videos in your... Oh, my God, dude.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. And he whacked a bitch and killed her. That's maybe not so awesome, but that's awesome that there's truck drivers rolling around like, fucking streaming porn.
That is so great.
That is great.
That is awesome.
Oh, man. Authorities say not only that, he was violating federal regulations that commercial truck drivers need to abide by. Yeah?
Like,
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not even going to get into that.
Wow. Oh, no, the other, it was how long he was driving. They say for safety purposes, you're only supposed to drive a certain amount of hours, and then you're supposed to sleep a certain amount of hours,
yeah.
And he had driven over... In 27 hours, he'd only slept four. So that's a big no-no.
Yeah.
You gotta stream porn to keep the blood flow going to stay awake so that you can, you know, drive more. That's so fucked.
God. Yeah, Burger says meth? Probably.
Ooh, meth. Fucking meth.
God, that's a long time to be driving.
What's the time there?
Hour.
All right, well... Do you guys ever dump girls? We were talking about this last night, and I kind of wanted to talk about it on the show for a minute.
All right.
In your, how many times have you been dumped? How did this start, first of all? You asked me, would I ever dump you? And I said, yeah.
Something like that.
In a heartbeat, if another girl came along without kids and was hotter than you, of course.
Sure.
I mean, isn't that what we're here for? To find, you know, the best thing until we get married, and then you're stuck with that? It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right? Like, do you want to take the money and leave now, or do you want to try and get better? You could try and get better
and then
lose
fail.
It all. Exactly. You could lose it all.
Well, you should just be scared and not do that.
So, in my experience, you thought it was weird that I have broken up with women before.
Well, it's not weird, but...
You thought it was odd that I could dump you, though.
No.
What was weird, then?
No, it's just, I don't know.
You've never been dumped?
Once.
Out of how many? A bunch?
A lot.
And I've been dumped, and I have dumped. But you were saying that mostly it's women that do the dumping because guys will just be happy with whatever, right?
Sometimes. You know, it depends on the dude or whatever, but...
Burger says he's dumped chicks before.
Well...
In the chat, what do you guys think? Is it normal that mostly girls do the chicks? Do dump the chicks? I mean, do the chicks.
No, but I don't know. Every time I ended up leaving a dude, like, it was always I would get bored or I would start cheating on them because obviously I'm bored, and I would go astray and be like, fuck you, I want this instead of
that.
That
will happen, yes.
Or I walk in on them cheating on me or, you know, whatever.
Have you ever broken up with somebody over, like, we're just not getting along? Has it always been, you've cheated on me, now it's over?
No. I did the you cheated on me, now it's over. I threw a bitch down the stairs. So it's fun.
Right.
I don't know. There's just been times where I'm like, you know, no, I just don't want to be with you type of deal. So, I mean, I don't know. You get bored and you don't want to fucking, if you don't fucking want to be with the person, don't be with the person, you know?
Well, yeah, don't, but I can see some guys doing it to wait because they don't want to be alone also. So they'll wait until something better comes along and then they'll dump. But they won't dump and be alone, you know? Like, I think they wait.
That's sad.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is, definitely.
That's the whole point of dumping. So guess what? You can go out and be single again and go fuck with everybody you
feel
like.
But that's what I'm saying. They want to make sure they have plan B before they ditch plan A, you know? Like, they want to have it in line, ready to go, like, all right, I got a date for tonight with another chick. Let me call and break up with my girlfriend. And then, you know, and that's... But when they do that, they usually end up fucking themselves because then they go to meet plan B and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, but I can't stay long. I got to get home and make dinner for my husband and three kids. And then you're like, fuck, plan A, honey, I'm so sorry, it was a mistake. Abort, pull out, fuck. You know, like that's, and I've done that. I'm guilty of that. In like high school and shit, like, you know, you date a couple different chicks and then you find a better one. So in getting ready to go be with her, you break up with the other two, but then you go be with her and you find out she's got a dude, so then you try to go back to the other two and make things nice. And
Berger says, when does it usually happen? I notice with me it's usually about a year, and for me it's usually
Willie
about
Goat,
a year.
Willie Goat says six months.
Yeah, I you know, for me it's usually about a year. I start getting
tired.
Are we
past
a
year?
This next month, February 20th.
So what do you think?
Are
we gonna make
it? Point yet? So it's kind of nice. It's because
I fuck good, huh?
Sure.
See, I fuck you so much you can't get sick.
Sure, but you know, most of the time I get bored with the person because by that point there's nothing new left.
And let's be honest, most of the time that person doesn't have a hit podcast. You know. I think it makes it more interesting. Like, we always have something to do.
Well,
we have things we're planning to go do and travel and that kind of stuff. It's not like every day, if we didn't have this show, every day we get off work, come home, we watch stuff, we eat, we fuck, we go to bed. And it's like that every day.
Yeah,
like,
but, like, with some of the relationships, it was, like, if I would have tried a little harder.
Really?
And, like, you know, actually, because I could have occupied myself and kept myself interested with these people, but I just didn't fucking care. At that point, I'm like, you know, I just don't want to. I'm out. Later. You know, I just... I don't know, but yeah. So yeah, I've only been dumped once, and yeah.
Well, we'll make it twice here. You piss me off again.
Yeah.
But you didn't think I could dump you.
I don't think
you said
can.
What would it take for me to dump you?
Yeah, what would
and
it take?
And I gave you a whole list of things.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't tell me anything.
I said you would have to just be like a serious cunt, like that girl that I work with in the office that you also work with.
Ah.
Remember when I was talking about that, how she was treating her boyfriend just like complete shit because she wanted to get rid of him kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
Like, if you start pulling that shit, I would be like, obviously something has changed, so let's
end
this.
But I would never be stupid like that. If I was trying to get rid of you, I'd just be like, hey, I'm leaving.
Right, you wouldn't be a bitch to get me, because she wanted him to break up with her so she could play the part of, oh, boo-hoo, woe is me, and then
who
be comforted
gives
by...
fuck?
Well, you're a different girl than she is, obviously. Willie Goat says, you guys have couples therapy 3 times a week here. That's a good point.
Yeah, it is a
and
good
Berger
point.
Says, I fucked a married chick in the parking lot of a church. It was awesome. I felt so dirty, and she finished me with a BJ, as she should. As all good girls should.
No, but, like, I think chicks are stupid for that. That's,
For treating guys like that just to get them to break up.
Yeah, if you don't want to fucking be with the person, hey, don't be with the person!
Right, but they want to play the role
no,
of
don't, who
woe
fucking
is me.
Cares? Who
they
fucking
do.
Cares?
They
the
do.
The sooner it's over, guess what? The sooner you can fuck someone else.
But they could be fucking someone else anyway.
Well, the sooner it's over, the sooner you can stop worrying about this dumb fuck.
Right,
you
that's,
know.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Like,
it
okay, what
stupid.
Else would I have to do to break up with you? Cheat on you? Would that work?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. It depends. If it was out of spite, or if you were like, if we got to the point where you were like, I'm getting bored of you, I want to go fuck somebody else. If you talked about it, I'd be like, all right, that's cool, because I'm kind of getting bored of you. So then we would go fuck other people. Could we fuck other people and still be in a relationship
no.
and do this show?
No.
Why?
I just couldn't do it.
But you could go fuck somebody else.
No, I won't.
Oh.
If I want to fuck someone else, I'll leave you.
You won't just be, really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't just go to someone else
that
for
point,
sex.
It's not.
But honey,
no,
honey, I thought you said sex wasn't everything.
No, I don't want to cheat on anybody. That's just.
But even if we discussed it and we were like, okay, that's
matter.
Fine. Because you don't want me fucking somebody else. That's what it is. You're a jealous bitch.
No, it's not. You're putting words in
well,
my mouth.
Well, what is it then?
It's the fact that I just, it's gross. It's not cool. Like,
I mean, we would shower, obviously. We still have the soap from the hospital when we had our surgeries. I wash off with that.
Yeah, make but sure like, how would you feel after I come home from fucking somebody else, you know? Like.
Well, that's why we would have to talk about it first, and it couldn't be
like
shit.
We talk about it, and then we go out and do it, and then we come home, and things are like, so, you know, fucking uber weird. I'm
I think it would have to be, if that was to work, it would have to be on a night where we're both doing it. You know, that way one of us isn't sitting at home waiting for the other one to get back and being like, no, I miss her, now I'm lonely. Like, we would have to get together and be like, okay, you get a date arranged and I'll get a date arranged, and then we'll pick a night that we're both out at the same time. That way you're not sitting here waiting for me and I'm not sitting here waiting for you getting all sad and shit.
But then when we both get home,
we'd be like, how was your night? No, did you... Oh, now they both have AIDS. High five. Boom. Let's go do it.
No, I couldn't even... I wouldn't be able to fuck you afterwards.
Really?
I wouldn't be able to
you
do it.
You don't think it'd be fun for the show or something?
Nope.
To be like...
Nope.
Like a dating game kind of thing. Like, I think we could turn it into a game and be like, let's see how far we can go without having the person that we're going on a date with just walking away. Like, just being so ridiculously rude or something. Like, going out on blind dates.
Like, sex or whatever. If we're just going out on, like, dates and stuff.
Like, to fuck around with people. Like, to see what we could get away with. Like, I made her buy all this shit and open my door, and I was a total dick to her and this. Like, that kind of shit, you know?
That'd be fun, whatever. But, like, no fucking, because that's just...
Really?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Because I would totally be down for that. Like, to see who could be the bigger bitch. Me with a chick or you with a dude. And then coming back and comparing notes and being like, this is what I got away with. This is what I got away with. I called her mom a slut and her baby ugly. And you were like, I said he had a little dick. And I told his mom to go fuck herself. You know, stuff like that. Dumb stuff like that. Like a scavenger hunt.
Camera definitely needed.
Yes. Thejamhole.com. We have wish lists. Think geek. Get us those DVR cameras and we will make it happen.
But yeah, no, I can't. Ever, like,
so what, you're just gonna fuck me forever?
Yeah.
And not get bored? Erato Toys keeps sending us dildos.
No, dude, by the time I want to fuck somebody else, I'm not in love with you anymore. That's what it is.
Okay.
That's what it, you know, if I feel like I want to cheat on you or I want to fuck somebody else, it's because I'm bored with you and I'm no longer interested in you and I don't have that, like, spark thing going on anymore.
Do you still currently?
Yes, that's why I'm still here. I'm not cheating on you. I'm not, you know, leaving you and shit.
Ooh.
So,
well.
No, I just can't do that.
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
Like, people have open relationships and stuff. I can't fucking do that. I can't do it.
No, you're a jealous bitch.
Well, what's your fucking point?
That you're a jealous bitch.
Wouldn't you be jealous? Wouldn't you be pissed?
It would have to be discussed. Like, if you just went out and did it without being like, yo, this is what's up, then maybe, yeah.
Even if it was discussed, you wouldn't feel like there was some other dick in my girlfriend's vagina.
Well, no, because after a certain amount of time, you can't keep eating Wendy's, dude. I go back to that. Like, sometimes you need the barbecue. So if after 5 years we're like, God, I just need to fuck something that's not shaped like you. You know, like, I know it's nothing against me. It's something against monotonous repetition. And I understand that. We're creatures of that, you know?
Too bad.
You brought it up, so don't tell me too bad.
No, I mean, if you ever come to me with that question and say, hey,
I just
what would
did.
You... No. If you ever come to me and you're like, you know, honey, I'm tired of this or whatever. I still love you, but I want to know if we can do this or whatever, if I can go out and do that. I will just fucking say no and leave you. I will leave you.
If I seriously, like, approached you and was asking?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is I just need to do it, keep it on the DL, and hope you never find out.
You better fucking hope I don't find out.
I know.
Let's go. Oh, no.
All right. Well, I got a couple more stories here before we call it a night. Gotta go do some babysitting.
Why would you ever want to cheat on me?
Well, I wouldn't.
Sleep with somebody else.
So far, no, I'm cool. But I'm saying, you know, in 10 years, it's only natural that you're going to want something else. And that's why I was curious. Like, would it be feasible or is this like, this is it? That's why I was saying. Because I know you're going to get tired of this.
Well, dude, I never said this is forever. Nothing is forever, dude.
Whoa. Now
what?
You're breaking my heart.
Oh, fuck you. No, dude, nothing's forever. You don't, like, expect to be with me forever.
Diamonds are kind of forever.
Like, do you really expect to be with me forever, like, till you fucking die and, like, get old and shit?
Not all that shit, but, you know, till at least episode 1,000.
Maybe.
At least. Until this thing's making us fucking money, thejamhole.com/donate.
And I'm out of debt and I can get my name on the LLC and then leave you and take half of it.
Yeah, that's reason number 8 why your name will never be on the LLC. No, all right, Cambridge, Massachusetts. This is kind of cool. An 82-year-old, Gertrude, of course, was killed Tuesday when a fire truck driving down Massachusetts Avenue in Cambridge made a left turn onto Western Avenue, and a loose fire hose went flying in her direction as she stood in a median on the Ave. And it just cleaned her motherfucking clock, dude. Fire hose versus 82-year-old Gertrude.
Awesome.
Oh, dude, if I was a billionaire, I would pay at least $3 million to have been able to see that. Quote, we do know, police said the hose dragging behind the engine during the emergency call extended the length of a city block. That is some hose.
Yes, yes it is.
We do know the hose is 200 feet long. And we believe that the hose was completely off the truck and being dragged at the time it struck. Oh, so it was dragging. They took the turn, and it kind of whipped.
Bing.
Bam! Oh, man.
That is so cool.
Trudy had no time to get out of the way. Investigators believe the hose hit her behind the knees and tore her leg apart.
Nice. Whoa.
Fuck, dude. She's could dead? You imagine that, though? Oh, yeah, she's dead. She's definitely dead.
Sweet.
Like, just, that's like some Final Destination shit. You must have been on a plane where some kids were like, yo, we got to get off, and you got off, and now death's coming for you. In 3D.
Oh, my God.
How could you ever get sick of me? Come on. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And then this is the Australia story that I was thinking of. Okay, are you ready for this?
Mm-mm.
Glenn Armstrong.
I said no.
Oh. An international pilot tried... Oh, sorry. No, check this out.
Okay.
This guy and his wife are debating about circumcision. So to settle the debate, the guy goes and takes pictures of naked boys at a popular Brisbane park on Australia Day.
This is not going to end That's well. That's not...
No, honey, look, I have pictures... why are the cops here? No, I have pictures. Look, they are circumcised. That's fucked up, dude. Really?
Did she just go to a porn site and look up circumcised and uncircumcised?
But it was about children. Pick. The argument was,
Does it matter what your child's penis looks like, for Christ's sake, until he's fucking older anyway?
He was trying to demonstrate to his wife that more boys were uncircumcised than circumcised. They were arguing about it. So to prove, he went to the park and starts taking pictures of naked 3-year-olds running around. And then the police got him, and they found 50 pictures of naked boys on his camera. He allegedly told the cops he was, quote, obsessed with circumcision. I'm cuckoo for circumcision. Like, whoa. Really, dude? Is that a cop-out, or do you think that really, like, that was why? Is he so... What's the word?
Adamant about naive? His child.
Is he so naive that you can just go take pictures of little boys' cocks?
Maybe.
Like, did he really?
He would fall for that spam thing.
Did he had no shit. But did he really? Did not cross his mind, or are you a cho? I think he's a cho.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Why
would you want?
He had
your
taken
kid
the photos.
To be a fucking little anteater penis.
He
thing.
Had taken the Scrolls. Photos to demonstrate to his wife that more boys were uncircumcised than circumcised. He was charged with one count of indecent treatment of a child under 12, and $5,000 bond.
That's gross.
That is gross. Like, honey, look, I got the Oh fuck! You tricked me, you fucking bitch. She probably knew. Oh, fuck. And then I'm sure you guys heard about this, but I kind of want to talk about this real quick before we get out of here.
All right.
Wichita, Kansas. Jury took less than 40 minutes to find Scott Roeder guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting
of abortion provider George Tiller in a church last May. Now, this dude, this is an abortion doctor. He was one of the few doctors in the country who performed third trimester abortions. His clinic, which was shuttered after his death, was the site of repeated anti-abortion protests. Now, they wanted a life sentence for this guy. Like, he planned it out. He went to church a couple days before, and he wasn't there. Went to church the third time. The guy was there, walked up to him, back of the head, boom, point blank. Dropped him.
That's effed.
In church. Like, you're religious. You're killing this guy because he's killing babies, supposedly. Like, quote, babies. Like, not real babies, but, you know, babies.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, if it's not a baby, you're not pregnant.
Spare rib babies.
I hate that bumper sticker.
That's why he was doing the abortions in the third trimester. Those are spare rib babies.
That's
right
veal.
That's
veal.
Veal,
that's not a baby,
those
my
are,
friend.
Those are a little pricey, man. You can
that's
sell
veal.
Those.
Defense Boil attorney it. Mark Rudy acknowledged in his closing statement Friday that there was no question his client had killed Dr. Tiller and had been planning to do so for some time, but he argued that his client had pressed a handgun to Dr. Tiller's forehead out of a conviction that shooting the physician would save lives, preventing, quote, more carnage on the unborn, and he suggested that such passion mitigated the act, making it less than murder. No, dude, it makes it exactly the same murder, regardless of why he did it, dude. He still did it, and that's fucked up. And you can't be like, oh, I saved babies. It's like, no, because those babies were dead the second the underage mom got knocked up. Those
right.
babies were dead the second mom was like, I'm going to go get an abortion. Those babies were dead if they would have been born into a family, a 16 and 17-year-old, and duct taped to a fucking wall, dude. Those
yeah.
babies are better off dead than they are being raised by these underage parents, you know? He
dude,
was helping.
You know what? Even since this guy shot this abortion doctor, guess what? It's not going to cause a dent in the abortion rates. These
right.
chicks that want abortions,
he wasn't
they're
the
not
last...
going to be like, oh gosh, I can't get my abortion now because somebody shot my abortion
I guess
doctor.
I'll have to raise this baby and love it just like
yeah,
God intended. No, dude, he wasn't the last abortion doctor, I'll
You're
tell you
like,
that.
I'm just going to go to the free fucking clinic then.
I'm just going to drink alcohol until I poop the baby out dead. Like,
go
I would much rather
back, whatever.
Have a trained professional do it than me have to kick you down the fucking stairs.
Right.
You know? And honestly, dude, would you rather have these kids raising these kids but not raising them, or have them being taken care of aborted?
They're I'm being gonna... sent back to their makers, so they're still
yeah.
in good
hey,
hands, right?
Hey, God, give this one to a parent who's ready and willing to raise a
and
child.
And wants it.
How about that? Like, you're God. Could you do that? Stop making kids have kids that don't want them, and maybe give kids to parents who want them. There's an idea. But you're omnipotent. You already knew that. Who am
Christians.
I to know the mind of God, right? Of course.
Silly Christians.
It's not like I was made in his image or anything.
No,
fuck.
Not really.
He then compared the client to Martin Luther King Jr. and other heroes who fought injustice around the world, saying, quote, we celebrate individuals who stood up and made the world a better place by going into church and spraying blood all over the place. Yeah. Good
Woo!
Job. Good job. And the
Bet
judge.
God loves you.
The judge would not consider lesser charges. Its only choice was to convict or acquit on first-degree murder. Mr. Rudy, the defense attorney, said in a news conference after the verdict that he felt helpless and hopeless after the judge's ruling. Quote, we knew we were in trouble, he said. Yeah, dude, the guy you represent walked into a church and blew this doctor's brains all over the pew and probably his family.
Right.
What about that kid now, you know? People are so retarded.
So what did he think? That he was going to go to court and the judge was going to be like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, thank you. For and hey, here's a list of all the other abortion doctors in the fucking country.
Like,
go to town, dude. You're like Eli, right? You got to go get this book to the West.
I wish that
you're
I could have been the
idiot.
Judge. I'd have been like, dude, did you realize that abortion is still legal and shooting someone in the head is still
And that's
illegal.
One of the things they said. They were trying to not turn this into a abortion debate,
But they were trying to keep it that did he murder him or did he not? Because if he did, then this is the charge. But he was trying to be like, well, I did, but I did it because of the... Like, no. Did you kill him or did you not? This is not... We already know abortion is cool and legal. This is not what we're debating here. What we're debating is, did you or did you not kill him? And he's like, yes, I did. Guilty. Done. That's it. Don't be like, I did, but it was this. You know, it's not like the doctor tried to rape you or extenuating circumstances like that, you know? Like, yeah. You walked up behind the guy. He didn't even see you fucking coming. And you tapped him once in the back of the head.
That's fucked.
Yeah, so...
Fuck him.
You and know, now chicks have to go
stop
to,
abortion.
Now
so.
Chicks have to go to back alley doctors because you're getting rid of the good ones.
I don't think that they will ever make abortion illegal just for the simple fact that, one, we are very overpopulated.
Way too overpopulated.
Two, if they do make it illegal, there is going to be a lot of fucked up chicks out there from back alley
disease, abortion. Infections, yeah, dude.
Fucking death. Mutilated babies that get born, you know,
yep.
Shit. Chicks are gonna die from bleeding to death because they did their abortion wrong. You know, if you're gonna have it done, get it done right.
That's right. That's if anything worth doing, it's worth doing right. If you're not gonna raise the kid, then get rid of it.
Right. That's all there is to it, dude.
Yep.
Abortion should never be illegal. I will be so fucking pissed.
All right. Well, Berger says, if I'm in God's image, is God a drug addict? You
yes.
and me both, buddy. He's a blowjob-wanting, drug-doing machine. I don't know. All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
No.
Is that it?
Not right now.
All right.
No.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Friday night show. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. /Twitter/Danny/Facebook/MySpace/Tumblr/Posters/YouTube. All that shit's at thejamhole.com. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. And we'll be back Monday. Possible Jam Hole rediscovery Saturday or Sunday. Just follow twitter.com/thejamhole.
I will not be back Monday.
You will not. Monday it's going to be me and Braden and possibly Ty Crom if he wants to come kick it for the next episode. The stumble is fixed and everything's all systems go there.
Oh, you shouldn't tell Berger that.
No, it's cool. Stumble stuff. Just make sure it doesn't pop a bunch of pop-ups open first. That's cool.
That'd be lovely.
I forgot to mention also, emo poetry number 32 is at thejamhole.com/YouTube, ready for your viewing enjoyment. I got a few more, then I'll start trying to get some money together for some beats. If you guys want to help me get some beats or know someone, you know, pass the word out. I could use someone to make some beats for me. That'd be cool. Other than that, we'll talk to you guys Monday. I will.
I will talk to you guys Wednesday.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys. Thejamhole.com/donate if you enjoyed the show. Toss us a couple bucks or thejamhole.com/store. We got a few shirts left. We got some awesome Jamhole Church stickers. Thejamhole.com/pics. You can see pictures of all that stuff, all of our pictures we put up. They're on the Facebooks and MySpaces, but /pics has all of them. Like, that's where I post all the pictures. So you can check that out. We got our first live audience show, thejamhole.com/250. You can get that for $5, either high quality video or just audio only. And yeah, other than that, I'll talk to you guys Monday. Love ya. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.